We're going to continue this morning with Psalm 139.
我们继续来讲诗篇139篇。
And I'm aware of the time, and this is with translation, so my part will be about 17 minutes, and Jocelyn's part will be about 17 minutes.
我们会很关注时间，因为有翻译，所以我们各讲17分钟。
Let's see how we do.
让我们看讲得怎么样。
If you don't like this title, I am really sorry. Jocelyn was asking me about it, and I did the best I could.
如果你不喜欢这个标题，很抱歉，因为我们好像有一点点问题，但是这是我能想出的最好的标题了。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
All-knowing, ever-present, always invested.
全知永在，永远连结于我们。
And our foundation...theme is still from the anniversary from Ephesians 2:10.
我们的主题还是继续延续以弗所书二章十节的内容。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的，为的是要我们行各样的善事，就是神预先所安排的。
Now, if you're wondering why I keep on repeating Ephesians 2:10,
如果你在好奇为什么我一直在重复以弗所书二章十节，
I'm hoping you're memorizing it.
我是希望你能够把它背下来。
It's easy, it's short, but it's important.
简单，很短，但是是非常重要的。
It tells us about ourselves.And it tells us about our God.
它告诉我们有关于我们自己和神的信息。
And the relationship between us.
还有我们和神的关系。
We live in a world where we have all, where people have all sorts of ideas about God.
我们住在一个世界，当今社会呢，所有人对神有不同的看法。
And all sorts of ideas about ourselves.
对自己也有不同的看法。
And Some are just way out there with almost no truth in them at all.
有一些看法是很离谱的，里面是不存在任何真理的。
Some ideas or philosophies have some truth, but still kind of mixed up and messed up.
有一些哲学看法呢，可能是有一些真理在里面，但是还是很混乱。
And then God tells us what the truth is in His Word.
但是神借着圣经告诉我们这些真理是什么。
And Psalm 139 gives us this picture.
诗篇139篇就给了我们这样一个图画。
So last time we began in Psalm 139 and we only got in the first few verses.
我们上一周讲到的是诗篇139的前几节。
And here we have this theme that starts out David probably is the writer, but he's been inspired of the Holy Spirit.
这个诗篇的作者应该是大卫，但是他是被圣灵所感动写的。
And he says, Lord, you have searched me and you've known me.
他说，耶和华，你鉴察了我，你认识我。
I asked you last week to let Psalm 139 be your homework. I don't know if you did that or not.
上一周给大家布置的作业是要去读诗篇139篇，不知道大家做了没有。
I was usually a pretty good student in school.
我以前是一个很好的学生，在学校里。
But every once in a while, I wouldn't do the homework.
但每次我都不做作业。
And then every once in a while, I'd get caught with a pop quiz from the professor.
有的时候呢，教授突然来一个考试，就难到我了。
One time I got zero on the pop quiz.
有一次我得了零分。
So don't think too highly of me then, right?
所以现在不要太高看我，我得的是零分。
I had not read what I was supposed to read.
我老师布置要看的，我完全没看。
So I hope you read Psalm 139 and hope you're thinking on it this week.
所以希望大家是读过这个诗篇139篇。
This word known or know is a special word in this psalm.
诗篇当中的这个认识是一个很特别的词。
It's repeated 7 times.
它被重复了七次。
You may not have thought about that before. You may not have noticed that as you were reading.
以前你读的时候可能没注意到。
There's something else that you maybe you've noticed, but we're going to see it a little bit further today. And there's one of the themes also of this psalm is God's hand.
但我们今天要看到的，可能你也注意到的是，神的手也是这个诗篇当中的一个主题。
And so as David makes this statement, then he gives us all the details.
大卫写的这句话，然后又更多的有细节阐述。
There are great truths in this psalm, but they're very personal truths.
这个诗篇里面有很多真理，但是是非常个人的真理，个人化的。
As I said last week, it's not just that God knows everything.
就像我上周提到的，不只是神知道所有事。
It is that God knows me.
而是神知道我。
Not just that God is everywhere.
不只是神无处不在。
God is everywhere with me.
神是无处不与我同在。
It is not just that God created everything.
不只是神创造万有。
He created me.
而是他创造了我。
And when we understand these things about God, it should impact and influence our relationship with Him.
当我们更多的认识到神这个真理的时候，我们就可以影响到我们与神的关系。
Here are David's details, verses 2, 3, 4.
大卫二到四节里面更多的给出了一些细节。
Oh, okay, go ahead and look. There's no again, verse 2, you know.
第二节里面又有这个词认识。
Verse 4, you know again.
第四节里面也是又出现了。
So that's three times.
所以已经出现三次。
And as we said last week, this description, these details that David gives are very inconsequential details, right?
他给的这些细节看起来都不是很重要的细节。
Who cares if I'm sitting or standing?
我坐下或者我站着，有谁在意呢？
What does it matter if I'm sitting or standing?
有什么关系？如果我是坐或者我是站。
But Jesus basically says the same thing in a different way in Matthew.
但是耶稣在马太福音里面基本上也讲了一个同样的事情。
And remember, Jesus said, God knows the numbers of the hairs on your head.
耶稣说，神连你头上的头发都数算过。
What is the significance of this knowledge of God?
那神知道这件事情有多大的重要性呢？
It is not primarily that, wow, God knows everything so much. That's not the point, really.
重点不是，哇，神真的是无所不知。
It is that these small, perhaps meaningless details about you, God knows because He cares.
而是神知道你身上这些无关紧要的细节，是因为他在意你。
And that should begin to help you understand how precious you are to God.
这就可以帮助你更加知道自己对于神来说有多重要，多宝贵。
Because some of you feel that you don't matter very much to God.
可能我们当中有一些人觉得自己在神面前并不是那么宝贵。
Or that your life is sort of unimportant to Him.
可能你的生命没有那么重要。
Well, now that's just a lie.
这只是一个谎言。
The Bible tells you something different.
圣经告诉我们不一样的事情。
And God wants you to know that.
神希望你知道。
If it weren't important, God wouldn't even have said it in His Word.
如果这件事不重要的话，神是根本不会提起的。
And so we see this knowledge of God about you because you're valuable, you're precious to Him.
所以神让我们知道这个事实，是因为我们对神来说是宝贵的。
So we highlight again verse 3, you're aware of all my ways.
我们继续强调的第三节是，我的一切行为你都熟悉。
And that part, you're aware of all my ways, whenever we read about ways or pathway in the Bible, it almost always means the pattern of our lives, the direction our lives are going. Yeah?
在圣经里面提到的这些道路这个词的时候，很多时候是指我们生活人生上面的一种生活方式，一种习惯。
There are all these little things that make up our lives.
我们的生活有很多的细节组成，很多小事。
There are all these things we do. There are all of these actions and decisions, little things.
有我们的很多动作，很多选择，不同的小事组成。
And we sometimes excuse some little things, and we say, it doesn't matter, it's just something small.
有的时候我们做一些小事，我们会找一些借口来说，它并不重要。
And this tells us and shows us that that's not how God looks at little things either, is it?
所以这一节就让我们知道，神并不是这样来看这些小事的。
Because the little things of your life make up the big things of your life, And the big things of your life are your life.
那我们生活中的这些细节就会很多的组成影响到我们 生活中变成一个大事，然后这些大事就影响了我们的人生。
And God wants to help us in all of these ways.
然后神想要在这每一个方方面面都来帮助我们。
That word, you are aware, you're aware.
你很熟悉，你很知道。
It's the Hebrew word that means to winnow grain.
是希伯来语里面筛谷物、筛麦子的一个意思。
How many of you, I have an idea already, how many of you in your life you have winnowed grain before?
有谁在这里筛过麦子、筛过谷物、
？Okay, look around, look around. Raise your hand.
大家看一看。
All right, Eleanor, Stephen, Panina, anyone else winnowed grain?
还有吗？有人筛过麦子吗
？Okay, so when you winnow grain, what are you doing?
当你筛选的时候，你做什么
？Well, the action is
动作是这样子。
I did not know that about Eleanor.
不知道 Eleanor 还筛过。
The purpose of it, right? The purpose of it is to let these unwanted things to get out of the valuable things, the grain, right? What you want is the grain, right?
目的就是为了把那些不重要的残次品从好的谷物里面给筛走。
Now, you know what, brothers and sisters?
你知道吗?
All of us in our lives,
我们所有人的生命当中
We have things that are grain and things that aren't grain.
我们有一些很珍贵的谷物，也有一些不重要的残次品。
Things that have value and things that really don't have much value.
有一些是很宝贵的，有一些是没有价值的。
And if you're God's child, God is always at work. He's always winnowing because he wants what is of value.
如果你是神的儿女，神就会一直在你生命当中做这些筛选。
I was thinking about this and I was thinking about my years in China.
我回想看这个就想起我以前在中国的时间。
I have never winnowed grain.
我以前从来没有筛过谷物。
But I'm looking at those of you who are sitting here who spent years in China in the early years.
我看着大家坐在我们当中有一些人在早年在中国生活过。
Do you remember when we used to eat rice in China?
你们记不记得我们以前在中国吃大米的时候
？Especially in the earlier years,
尤其是早期很多年前
，you couldn't always get beautiful, clean, white, really nice rice.
Couldn't, right?
Could not. You're too young.
你没有办法经常找到那些又白又漂亮的大米饭。
But Stephen and Moses and I could tell you that a lot of times in those early years in the cafeteria, the rice that we ate was kind of gray.
但我们可以告诉你们，以前我们在中国餐厅食堂吃饭的时候，那些米是灰色的。
And you'd be eating along.
然后你自己一个人吃吃吃。
And all of a sudden, you'd hit something.Hard, right, Eleanor?
突然就会咬到一颗硬的东西。
It could almost break a tooth, right?
有可能把你牙都崩裂了。
And Keith remembered that too.
Keith 也记得。
I don't know what you called it. We always called them rice rocks.
我们叫它米石。
That rice had not been winnowed very well.
那些米都是没有经过仔细检查的。
But you see, God loves you and me so much that He doesn't.Want these things in our lives because it doesn't bring any good in our lives.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，他不想要我们的生命当中存在这些没有价值的东西。
And so David says, and this is true of our hearts as well. You know about all these things.
大卫说，我们也是这样想。神，你知道所有事。
Now let me jump ahead all the way to the last two verses.For just a minute, and remind you of something.
然后我先跳到最后两节来讲一件事，提醒大家。
Don't look at your Bibles.
先不要看你的圣经。
Kathleen was going to look.
Kathleen 就要看了。
Here's your pop quiz.
这是大家给大家的一个考试小测验。
What is the prayer that David prays in the last two verses of Psalm 139?
诗篇139篇最后两节，大卫是怎么样祷告的
？Thank you, thank you.Search me, know me, God, know my heart.
检查我的心。
Test me, see if there's any way in me that's not a good way.
查考我的心里面有没有一些恶行。
We're asking God to winnow us.
我们是在求神让来筛选我们的心。
Does that make sense when we put it together that way?
是能理解吗？这样讲。
Hope so.
希望能。
Okay, and then we get to.To verse 5, we talked about this week, and we stopped right around here.
然后我们上一周是停在第五节这里。
And this was the point we got to that some of us said we didn't like that.
上一周我们有一些人讲到我们并不太喜欢这个说法。
You've encircled me and you've placed your hand on me.
你在我前后围绕着我，你的手按在我身上。
So there's the hand of God.
这是神的手。
Those of you that are football people, Lucy would be.
有一些打足球的人。
Many, many years ago, I think it was in 1986, in the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals.
1986年在世界杯的四分之一决赛的时候。
Maradona said, the famous Diego Maradona,
有一个很有名的叫 Maradona 的人。
From Argentina.
是阿根廷的。
Claimed...there was a ball coming. He claimed he hit it in with his head.
然后有一个球过来，他说自己是用头顶的。
Now this was really serious because it was Argentina and England, and there was a huge rivalry.
是阿根廷跟英格兰的比赛，所以是很激烈的。
And Diego Maradona claimed it was the hand of God that hit the ball in.
然后这个人声称是神的手把这个球打出去了。
And the other team, they were looking and they were pointing.
然后其他的人看见了就拿手指。
Because they said it was the hand of Maradona.
说他是自己的手挡住的。
And actually, it was the hand of Maradona.
其实也是他自己的手。
But in those days, there weren't replays and things like that.
但那个时候是没有视频回放的。
And later on, it showed, in fact, that his head had hit it, but his hand had hit it, and the ball went in, and Argentina won.
所以之后事实证明他的头和手同时都挡住了球，所以阿根廷赢了。
And he famously claimed the hand of God.
然后他很有名的这句说话就是说是神的手。
Years later, he confessed.
然后很多年后他承认了。
It was the hand of Maradona.
是他自己的手挡住的。
I was thinking about this yesterday.
然后昨天在想这件事。
Really, it's the hand of God.
真的，这是神的手。
It's no hand of man.
不是人的手能做的。
It is God who has his hand upon you.
是神的手按在你身上。
And it's such a good thing, it's not a bad thing.
这就是一件好事，不是一件坏事。
And he says...You've placed your hand on me for a purpose, right? God's hand protects us, guides us, keeps us, shelters us, leads us.
神的手是保护我们、护卫我们、带领我们、引导我们的。
And all of those things are in this psalm.
所有这些事情都在这个诗篇里面被描述。
And he said, "You've encircled me." We talked about this.
我们上一周讲到他的手前后围绕着我。
And what some of your translations say.You've put a hedge around me.
有一些翻译讲到是你在我周围设立围栏保护。
And that's always protection.
这永远都是保护的意思。
It is never control.
并不是控制。
It is protection and care.
而是保护和关爱。
Because you are valuable to him.
因为你对神来说是宝贵的。
And it is hard for David to even comprehend that God can be like that.
其实对大卫来说是很难理解神有这么在意他的。
And so he's thinking about God, this knowledge that God has.
然后他就在想这个知识是有多奇妙的。
And from there he starts thinking about not just God's knowledge about him, but God's presence with him.
所以他就想到不只是神的这个对他的认知这个知识，更多的是神与他的同在。
Please don't think of this as a history lesson. We are talking about God and us.
我们不只是讲这个是作为一个历史的故事，更多的是我们和神，这是我们和神的故事。
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
我到哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃避你的面呢？
If I go up to the heavens, you're there.
如果我升到天上，你在哪里？
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
如果我在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
如果我展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海的极处居住。
Even there,Your hand, there we go, your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
就是在那里，你的手仍必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Now this sounds like this person is not in a good relationship with God and they're trying to run away.
听起来好像是这个人和神关系不太好，想要逃跑。
That is not the case.
并不是这样的。
Now sometimes we are that way, right?
有的时候我们会有这种感觉。
How many of you have ever tried to kind of run away from God just a little bit?
有多少人有尝试过想要逃避神？
Thank you for the few of us who are honest. All of us have done it in one way or another at some time in our lives.
谢谢大家都很诚实，我们都有想要逃避神的面的时候。
It can be as simple as I don't want to talk to God today because, you know, fill in the blank.
可能就只是我今天不想跟谁对话，因为点点点点点。
This is not really a person trying to run away from God.
但这里讲到并不是一个想要逃跑的人。
It's a human.Trying to understand and really come to grips with God's presence always, always.
而是一个人想要真正的去领会神无处不在的同在是怎样的。
So we sometimes feel that God is far from us, or we are far from God.
有的时候我们觉得神离我们很远，或者我们离神很远。
Have you ever felt that?
有这样感觉吗
？I felt that this morning when I got up at 4:30.
我今天早上四点半起床祷告的时候就有这种感觉。
I'm not that spiritual.
我并不是非常属灵。
But I've been preparing mom's house, and I didn't have a lot of time to pray this week. So I got up at 4:30 to pray.
因为我这一周都在准备妈妈的房子，所以没有太多时间祷告。所以我今天早起祷告。
I was so tired.
我非常的累。
I felt God 0%.
我0%能感受到神的同在。
I just felt like, oh, God, hello. My name is Jennifer.
我感觉来到神面前重新介绍自己。你好，我是 Jennifer。
But it does not matter how you feel. God says, I'm with you always.
但不在于你感受如何，而是神说，我永远与你同在。
So as high as you can go, heavens or earth or hell, Sheol sometimes, heaven or hell, if you want to say it that way.
从天到地，天上，地下，阴间。
The wings of the dawn, that's the east, that's where the sun rises.
从东边太阳升起的地方。
And the far side of the sea was the Mediterranean, so it was as west as far as you could go.
到西地中海的海极。
And he says, God, you're there. Your hand is still with me.
你的手永远在那里。
And notice that it's so positive. This is how we know that this is not a negative thing that he's talking about, but a positive thing he's talking about. Verse 10.
这样我们就看到，这并不是他讲的一个消极的事情，而是一个正面积极的事情。
Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
就是在那里，你的手仍必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
And then he's still thinking about it, and he talks a little bit further. Surely, if I say the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
他继续说，如果我说愿黑暗遮盖我，愿我周围的亮光变成黑夜，但对你来说，黑暗也不算是黑暗，黑夜如同白昼一样发亮。黑暗和光明在你看来都是一样。
So the word darkness here is.Literally dark.
在这里，这个黑暗指的真的就是实际上的完全漆黑。
We had a problem when we came in the building this morning, right?
我们今天早上来这栋楼，有没有发现有
一个问题？ It was a little bit dark, right?
有点黑。
I climbed the mountain for exercise and to talk to God.
我爬山锻炼，跟神交流。
And the days are getting shorter, and I haven't worked out my times yet.
然后我还没来得及做运动的时候。
And sometimes I'm up on the mountain and it's a little bit too late and I get to a certain part and it's really dark on the mountain and I can't really see.
然后有的时候我爬上山的时候天都已经黑了，我就看不清楚了。
I was walking back into the village and one of the Hakka ladies in the village looked at me and she said, Did you just come from the mountain? In Hakka.
然后我走回村的时候有一个客家的女人就问我说，你是不是刚从山里出来？
I said, Yeah.
我说是啊。
And she said, "Were you scared?"
她说，那你怕吗？
And I said, "A little bit scared."
我说，有一点点怕。
And then she started scolding me.
然后她就开始骂我了。
Because there are snakes on the mountain.
因为山上有蛇。
So there's physical darkness, but I think we all know that there are worse darknesses than physical.
所以有物理意义上的黑暗，但我们也都知道有比这个物理层面更深的含义。
And actually here, David is not talking about physical darkness. He's talking about the things in our lives when we go through dark times.
大卫这里并不是说我们这个光线上的黑暗，而是说我们生命当中经历的黑暗。
Sometimes sickness leads us through a dark place.
有的时候我们的病痛会带我们走过这个黑暗。
Discouragement leads us through a dark place.
或者是感觉很失落。
Troubles lead us through a dark place.
一些愁烦，一些麻烦。
Sorrows and brokenness lead us through dark places.
悲伤和破碎也会引我们进入黑暗。
And you feel and I feel.I am all alone and on my own.
你和我都会感受到我们在这个黑暗当中只有一个人很孤独。
And the God who knows everything about you says to you this morning,
然后对你无所不知的神对你说
The darkness you're going through will not keep me from you.
你所经历的黑暗并不能阻止我与你同在。
I am with you.
我与你同在。
You are not on your own.
你并不是一个人。
I'm not going to leave you.
我不会离开你。
I'm going to stay by your side.
我会在你旁边陪着你。
Your darkness cannot separate you from God.
你所经历的黑暗并不能使你与神隔绝。
Oh, Paul talks about that.
所以保罗也讲到这一点。
Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble, calamity, persecuted, hungry, destitute, in danger, or threatened with death?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？是患难吗？是困苦吗？是迫害吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
You see, the devil tells youGod doesn't love you or care about you when you go through these things.
所以你看，魔鬼跟你说，当你经历这些的时候，神就不爱你了。
And God wants you to know, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us.
但是神要让你知道，靠着爱我们的那一位，我们在这一切事上就得胜有余了。
And then he says, basically, what David said in Psalm 139.
然后他继续说的和大卫在诗篇139说的是很像的。
I'm convinced that nothing will ever separate us from God's love.
他说，因为我深信，没有什么能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Are you convinced of that, or are you still struggling with that?
你也这样深信吗？还是你有一些挣扎？
Some of us are struggling with that.
我们有一些人有这样的挣扎。
And we're listening to the lie of the enemy and the strength of our feelings.
我们在听魔鬼的谎言，也在听我们的感受。
And God says through the words of Paul this truth.
但是神借着保罗说出这个真理。
Death nor life, angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love.
无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是现在的事是将来的事，是有能力的，是高天的，是深渊的，或是任何别的受造之物，都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
No power in the sky above or the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这些都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
It's time to stop.
然后我们该停下来了。
But I'm going to leave you with a thought, because this is important.
但是我需要给大家提一个很重要的点。
Don't change focus.
并不要转移你的注意力。
I really only spoke for about 15 minutes.
我真的只讲了15分钟。
I want to give you a picture.
我想要给你看到一个画面。
For the rest of Psalm 139.
是诗篇139剩下来的部分。
You know I always like to use examples.
你知道我很喜欢举例。
And I have to show it to you today because the person from whom I borrowed it was really afraid that he wasn't going to get it back.
因为今天我借的这个展示品呢，很怕我今天不把这个东西还给他。
Here's the the flow of most of the rest of Psalm 139 that we'll come back to after I come back from the Philippines and the U.S. and getting mom. Yeah?
然后这个诗篇139篇接下来的信息我会在我去菲律宾和美国接回妈妈之后继续来分享。
Okay, so remember that unwieldy title, all-knowing, ever-present, and always invested.
然后记住这个标题全知永在永远连接。
A few weeks ago, for Mid-Autumn Festival,
我们庆祝中秋节。
We had this really great week. We ate hot pot together on the fourth floor.
我们在四楼吃火锅。
And bless her heart, she had found these moons that you can paint. You know, it's Mid-Autumn Festival.
然后我们在淘宝上找到了这个可以画的月亮灯。
And so, here's one of them.
然后这是其中的一个。
We gave everybody one, and then we gave them paints, and everybody started painting.
然后我们每个人有一个拿着颜料可以来画。
Okay, so we're going to talk about, and this is your focus, God's creation of you.
然后我们注意力集中在神的创造就是你上面。
That's nice, isn't it?
是不是很好看?
It gets nicer.
更好看。亮光的时候。
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Okay, let me leave that there. And actually there was a little, I didn't put it there. Oh, here it is. But there's also, there's like a little stand you could put it on.
然后还有个支架可以放在上面。
Okay, so nice, right?
是很好看的。
Don't you wish you were part of the Chinese Outreach Fellowship?
你是不是也希望自己是中文团契的一份子?
So this is what one of the people did who attended.
这是其中一个人做的。
And then I have another one.
然后我还有另外一个。
And here's this one.
这样一个。
Do I need to say anything?
我需要解释吗?
That one's not very good, is it?
并不是很好看,是吗?
They are from the same family.
是同一家人做的。
This one is Jocelyn's.
前面那个是我做的。
This one is, guess who? Not Ying. Not Dora. Oh, no, Dora's really good. Who is this? Thank you. This one's Micah's.
对,这个是我儿子 Micah 做的。
Which one, if you were choosing, which one would you go for?
你要选的话,选哪一个?
This one.
Thank you.
Don't mess up my example.
别把我要讲的例子搅乱了。
We have to do it today. Now, don't you say, Micah, that was ugly. Don't you say that.
你不许跟他说这个太丑了。
You tell him how good it was.
你要鼓励他。
But here's the point. Because we look at, this as we close. Here's the point. I want you to be thinking on it.
我希望大家关注的是这个点。
So you know that Jocelyn did this one and Micah did this one.
你知道我们分别做了这两个。
And we know that Jocelyn is not only talented in this area, but she has an interest in artistic things, right? We know that.
大家知道我对艺术比较感兴趣。
So during summer fun days,I was talking with Jocelyn about Micah because he wanted to come to the summer fun days, even though he's really young.
所以我们在暑期的活动的时候也讲到 Micah 很想来参加活动。
And we had handcrafts every day.
然后每天都做手工。
We love Micah, but his handcrafts were quite pitiful.
我们很爱他,但他的手工真的不太行。
His paintings were quite pitiful.
他的画也真的不太行。
So I was talking with Jocelyn, and she told me about Micah's character.
然后牧师跟我聊天的时候我就有跟他讲到他的性格特点
At least at this age of his life
至少在他的生命这个阶段
And Jocelyn said The thing is Micah doesn't really care about painting and handwork
其实他并不是太在意做手工画画画的好不好
He just wants to get through it so he can have the snack that comes afterwards
yeah, 他就只是想把它做完然后就可以吃东西了
Here's the pointMicah's not invested in it.
所以重点是他并没有很投入来做这件事。
And it shows.
所以他的成果就可以展示到。
He's not really interested in it. He's interested in other things.
他并不是很在意这个，而他在意别的东西。
Now that's fine when it's this and you're 2 or 3 years old.
如果你只有两三岁，做这些事没关紧要的。
Oh, and then there's this one.
然后有这个灯。
Now.You need to know that God is invested in you like this one.
然后你要知道神在你身上的投入就像做这个灯一样。
He does nothing haphazardly or quickly or randomly in your life.
他并不是很随意的、很不在意的来创造这样一件东西。
He is a master craftsman, and you are his masterpiece.
然后神他是一个很精准的、很讲究的，你就是他的杰作。
He takes time with your life.
他会花时间在你的生命当中。
Body, soul, and spirit.
在你的身心灵上面。
From beginning to end.
从始到终。
From before when you are one cell or two,
从你刚开始被形成一个胚胎的时候
all the way through to the end,
直到你生命的终结。
David says, "Before one of my days came to be, you knew all about them."
大卫说，在我们的日子还没有形成以前，你就已经全部知道了。
He's invested in you.
他在你身上有很多的投入和连接。
And your life,
在你的生命当中也是。
And he is at work to make it beautiful.
他在意的是要让你的生命变成一件美丽的杰作。
He never lets you go.
他不会放弃你。
He never turns his back.
他也不会背弃你。
He never gives up and just says, "It's a mess now. Let me just start with somebody else."
他不会嫌你太糟糕，就想着说我放弃你了，我另选一个。
He is invested in your life.
他在你生命当中有投入，有连接。
That's what Psalm 139 says.
这就是诗篇139篇所说到的。
Part 3 conclusion in 3 Sundays.
然后来总结，最后三周之后再来总结。
I'm going to pray for you.
我要来为大家祷告。
Next Sunday I'll be in Philippines.
下一周我会在菲律宾。
Keith will be preaching.
Keith 要来讲道。
The following Sunday, November 2nd, is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted, and Anil will be preaching.
11月2号是为被逼迫的教会祷告的日子，然后 Anil 弟兄会来讲道。
And November 9, Moses will be preaching.
11月9号 Moses 会来讲道。
I'll be back in Hong Kong by then, but we will have just traveled 30 hours.With a 93-year-old woman, so we probably won't make it to church.
那个时候我已经回来了，但是呢，我跟一个九十多岁的人坐了三十多个小时的飞机，可能就没太能讲到了。
But you're in good hands because you're in God's hands.
但是大家都在神的手当中是很好的，可以放心的。
Let's pray together. Let me pray for you because God's invested in you.
我来为大家祷告，因为神在你们身上有投入，有连结。
Lord, you know everything about us.
主，你知道我们生命当中的每一件事。
And you're always working in our hearts and lives.
你在我们的心当中，在我们的人生当中都在工作。
You are ever present with us.
你永远和我们同在。
And we are so glad for that.
我们非常的感恩。
We choose to believe what you say rather than our own feelings or the lies of the enemy.
我们要选择相信你的话语，而不是跟随自己的感受，或者是听魔鬼的谎言。
And Lord, we understand that you are always ever invested in our lives. You keep your eye on us and you're always with us and always working.
主，我们感谢你，因为你在我们生命当中投入这么多，与我们建立连结，你在意我们。
We're so glad that you never give up on us and just start with somebody else fresh.
我们感谢你，因为你从不放弃我们，从不另选一个人。
But you always have good plans for us.
而你对我们永远有良善的计划。
And you will always work to make those good things come about in our lives.
你永远要在我们生命当中做工，来创造出这些良善的事情。
Oh, there's no one like our God.
没有谁能像你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。